Is contrast-enhanced MRI required for initial seizure workup?
Usually, no. A standard non-contrast MRI is typically sufficient. We really only add contrast if the initial images suggest there might be a tumor, an infection, or a vascular abnormality.
What MRI protocol is optimal for MTLE evaluation?
You really want an epilepsy-specific protocol. This should include a 3D T1 volume with no gaps, thin slice flare images about 2 to 3 millimeters thick, and specific coronal images angled perpendicular to the long axis of the hippocampus so you can clearly see those mesial temporal structures.
What is the most common developmental lesion causing partial epilepsy?
That would be focal cortical dysplasia. It's a significant cause, accounting for about 12 to 20% of partial epilepsy cases.
Are venous angiomas usually epileptogenic?
Even though they are the most common vascular malformation found in the brain, they are usually just incidental findings. They aren't typically the cause of the seizures themselves.
Are prophylactic AEDs effective in brain tumor patients?
The current medical data actually doesn't support using anti-seizure therapy preventatively in patients with brain tumors if they haven't had a seizure yet.
Now, we explore the underlying pathophysiology of epilepsy development. What is kindling?
In animal studies, kindling refers to the process where repeated electrical or chemical stimulation that is initially too weak to cause a seizure eventually causes the brain to develop spontaneous seizures on its own, even after the stimulation stops.
What is secondary epileptogenesis?
This is when a chronic seizure-producing lesion in one part of the brain actually triggers a distant area, often on the opposite side, to become independently capable of producing seizures as well.
What is a mirror focus of epilepsy?
It's an independent seizure focus that develops in a matching area on the opposite side of the brain, essentially mirroring the original primary focus due to secondary epileptogenesis.
Which fractures most commonly follow generalized tonic-clonic seizures?
We most often see vertebral compression fractures between the T3 and T8 levels. This is different from traumatic fractures, which usually happen lower down, around the L4 to L5 or the T12 to L1 area.
Are EEG abnormalities more common than clinical seizures in relatives of absence epilepsy patients?
Yes, they are. About 40% of relatives might show generalized spike and wave patterns on an EEG, but only about 20% of those individuals actually end up developing clinical generalized epilepsy.